Now, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
14.
8. 12.
I'm 18.
I'm 10 years old.
What grade are you in or about to go into?
I'm a senior.
8th grade.
Sophomore year.
Just finished junior year, so yes, I'm a senior.
I'm in 4th.
What do you do for fun?
I love art. Art is my favorite.
I do soccer, basketball, cheerleading, tennis, baseball.
I like to play on the trampoline, and I love to make slime.
I act in plays, and I sing all the time.
I also write stories because I love writing.
I play tennis. I also like to play soccer with my best buddy, but I'm not on a team.
Listen, you're a great kid. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm still figuring it out.
Pediatric oncologist.
I really want to be a marine biologist.
I'm not really sure yet, but I'm looking into biomechanical engineering.
I want to be an orthodontist because you can help kids feel better at their smile.
Will you run for president someday?
I want to.
Are you excited to be on the show?
Yeah.
You sound super excited. Have you ever been more excited than this?
Yeah.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Kid of the Week every week at this time. And if you have a kid you think is worthy of the honor, could be a kid just getting it over. Getting better with something. You know, a D student turns into a B student. Or it could be somebody that's saving lives and literally doing big picture things. It could be anything in between.
Big dreams.
I just like stories about kids doing well. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Isabella Roscoe joins us. Good morning, Isabel.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good, how are you?
It's Isabella, right?
Yeah.
And is it a Roscoe?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I get half credit then, I guess,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. A plus.
Who is Ms. Schmidt? She's one of your teachers.
Yeah, she's my science and English teacher.
I'm going to brag about you for a second, make you uncomfortable, okay? Ms. Schmidt writes, I've been a teacher for a long time. Isabella is one of the hardest working students I've ever had the privilege of teaching. She's a gifted athlete. She's her accomplishments her 8th grade year include 4 quarters honor roll, top student award for religion, crusader, top athlete academic award, Christian service award, Marie Wilkinson scholarship, first place in state for the 800 mile run. And the amazing thing is none of this is easy. She worked very hard for every bit of it. All this while remaining one of the most humble and unassuming people I've ever met. How about a round of applause for Isabella?
Yay, Isabella!
Thank you.
That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. What is the 800-mile run?
The 800, it's a, like, middle distance. It's like,
Do you add up a bunch of your other runs till you get to 800?
No, it's 2 laps and, like, a 400-meter track.
Oh, got it.
Mm. Yeah, and it's a very difficult run, I might add. Isabella, what do you think of your teacher, Ms. Schmidt?
She's a very good teacher. Yeah, she's very good at explaining and very patient with students.
What's your favorite subject? What do you do well in school?
I like social studies.
And what do you know what you want to be when you grow up?
I'm not sure yet, but maybe something in politics.
Really? Well, that's interesting because we need new people. I will vote for you right now, and you're only 14. Are you 14? Is that right?
Yeah. I'm 15 now.
15. Got it. How's your summer?
Yes. Good. I just entered school last week.
Yeah? What'd you do on the summer? What'd you do on your summer vacation?
I practiced a lot.
Okay.
And I did some summer programs to go and help out.
So you get out there, yeah. Both my kids are in snowball. So when you get after stuff, you seem to get after it. This is a very busy schedule. Do you have time to add anything else?
Sometimes I do.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what do you do for fun?
All this stuff.
Run.
Run? Well, run. Yeah, you know, keep running because one day it won't be fun. But anyway, congratulations. You're the kid of the week. And what do we have for her, Super Joe? What should we give our friend Isabella Roscoe?
We have a couple gift cards. We have one to Lou Malnati's and another one to Apt.
How about that? That's for you, Isabella.
Thank you.
Have a great day at school. Thanks for calling. Or being on. I guess we called her.
Oh, she sounds adorable.
Nice young lady.
Yes.
This is just a misprint. It's the 800-meter run. I thought it was the 800-mile run.
Oh, it does say.
You did make it sound a little more dramatic, though.
It's 2 times around the track.
I just thought maybe that it was runs and you accumulated your distance over a period of time.
Oh, I see. I didn't even. That makes total logical sense, yeah. Steve Cochran.
I've probably run 800 miles in my life. Of course, I haven't run since about 1990.
We used to call it the 880. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's the 800 now. That's what they call it.
Okay. Short changing. It's still 2 440s, isn't it?
It's, well, they call it the 400 now. So
we could get you one of those.
Did they short it by 40 meters?
I don't know. I don't know what happened with the actual measuring of the track.
If you really want to know, we could get you one of those little step counters. We could count your steps throughout the day. Oh, how many steps have you been doing? What have you been averaging?
Since I got up this morning?
Just in general, per day.
I averaged 10,000.
Okay, that's good. That sounds like a lot of steps.
It's what everybody should do, more or less. So far today... Mm-hmm. I'm just shy of that. 949 steps.
You're lying.
You're almost there. You know, my wife has an Apple Watch, and she knits. And when she knits, she's getting steps.
Because
I guess it's the motion of her arms.
Oh, yeah. If you sit down and you're just sitting here, if I go like this.
Really?
That's cheating. Stop, Steve.
No, but I didn't know it worked that way.
But like I told you guys.
Nah, it didn't move.
If I wear this Fitbit when I ballroom dance, it does not work. Because you dance, you go backwards.
Well, you know where else it doesn't work? Doesn't work on a treadmill. Doesn't work on a bike.
What do you mean? It doesn't?
I'm telling you, no. Fitbit doesn't work on a treadmill or a bike.
The Apple Watch does.
Mine does.
Somebody just, okay.
You want to borrow it?
Trade, yeah. By the way, somebody just texted, 440 yards is 400 meters, genius.
It's nice he recognizes your academic achievement.
Exactly.